spot a West kid out in the crowd because they wear, you know, usually brown and blue.
Students at West Philly High, a neighborhood school, wear brown and blue. I go to a Kappa, a magnet school, where we can wear whatever we want. Uniforms are one way that you can tell the difference between where students go to school and how you can separate them.
You can tell what school the kid goes to, and you'll formulate an opinion about them that might not be true. They would figure that, you know, these kids, they have a bright future, and compared to kids who go to public school, they might think a public school kid, you should, like, watch out for them because they're bad influences and such.
Magnet schools are public schools that pull students from all over the city and have selective admissions like auditions or testing. Neighborhood schools are local to a certain area. If you don't opt to go to a magnet school or apply for a charter or private school, you can get stuck at your neighborhood school.
Why are there different kinds of public schools at all? One answer might be that magnet schools are for a different kind of student. Kappa's for creative and performing arts, so we have resources for musicians and dancers. And a neighborhood school might not have that stuff.
You can see an example of that between Simone and Matt. Simone goes to Kappa, the Creative and Performing Arts High School, and Matt goes to Sayre High School in West Philly.
Actually, I came here because I wanted to play my violin, and a lot of the public schools that, well, Germantown really, doesn't really have the greatest music program, so.
Because it don't really have any of my interests, like subjects and all that stuff, because I'm a musician at heart, you know. And, like, it has no music program, like, nothing at all. I have to go, like, outside of schools for computer music programs and all that other stuff, so.
But shouldn't every school have all the resources they need?
I mean, magnet schools prepare you for life better. Like, people that are at a magnet school, you know how to, do things better than people that went to neighborhood schools. You're maybe more articulate or... It just prepare you more for life, and you'll probably be a step ahead.
Magnet schools in Philadelphia outperform neighborhood schools on standardized tests, SAT scores, and with graduation and college entrance rates. Neighborhood schools are famous in the media for violence and crime. Stereotypes run wild.
If students are acting up in class, being loud, or fighting at a magnet school, they're threatened with being sent back to their neighborhood school.
Sylvia from Kappa has heard this before.
Oh yeah, Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers is the band teacher. He always says that, you know, if you don't want to listen, then go to your neighborhood school.
This creates a serious disconnect between students and neighborhood and magnet schools. For example, I live a few blocks from West Philly High, but I commute downtown to school every day. There are kids my age on my block, but I don't know them.
Honestly, there is like this separation. Like, you don't really want to tell people that you go to a magnet school because they'll kind of be like, oh, you're such a punk. There is a part of you that's kind of like embarrassed to say like that you actually went out of your neighborhood to go somewhere else. Like, it's kind of almost like I'm from Germantown. Like, I don't have Germantown pride or something because I went to school in Center City.
Most magnet school kids say that they hang out downtown and not in their neighborhood.
I hang out downtown. I hang out anywhere between... what, Kappa, wherever this is, like Broad and Washington, sometimes down South Philly, sometimes around Alney. I hang out everywhere but my neighborhood because I'm scared to death.
When I'm walking home and around my neighborhood, most of the kids around my neighborhood are pretty good. They're all right. They're calm and decent, but some of them are a lot louder and obnoxious and annoying and arrogant and ignorant, and they'll just walk around talking crap the whole time and about how they hate school and they were going to do this tomorrow in their school to some kids, and it's kind of silly and just wrong because just mm-hmm. You know,
this isn't how it is for neighborhood school kids.
Everybody in my neighborhood and everybody I see go to my school. It's kind of like I know them a little better than if we were just neighbors because I see them in school.
Do you know any people in your neighborhood who go to magnet schools?
No.
So there's a pretty serious separation of young people who live in the same neighborhood.
This separation manifests itself through people's prejudgments.
They say that they're probably scary, dangerous. They think that as soon as they get there, they're going to get into a fight, or their teachers wouldn't be better than our teachers, and it'll probably look dirty in the school.
Making prejudgments about things before you know about them is being prejudiced. Prejudice is discrimination. It's narrow-mindedness, intolerance, bigotry.
Neighborhoods? I honestly think the neighborhood schools are going to the dogs so bad. When I hear stuff about, like, Martin Luther King and Alney and Germantown and just all of those schools, I hear so much, like, so many bad things, like, all about STDs and people always fighting and all that other stuff. So, whew, I'm happy I'm not there.
Where do you hear that stuff from?
I hear that stuff on the news, like the thing with the West Philly High and the girl and the stabbing and this, all of that terrible stuff. And I hear it from my mom and from, like, my friends who work for schools and stuff.
Having a school system that separates successful students and bad influences by creating prejudgments, stereotypes, and intolerance is a new form of segregation. And it's not random. Students who go to magnet schools are mainly students who've done well in standardized tests or whose parents know how the system works and how to make the best of it.
And so if you can take students that are kind of already benefiting from the school system, at least, not really, because they learn in a certain way and they express their knowledge well on standardized tests, and you can separate them and tell them that they're the ones that are smarter, they're the ones that are better, you create another division between people that wasn't even there before. And then when you add to that with giving those people that learn in that certain type of way and tell them that's the right way to learn, and then giving them extra supplies and extra support and all these extra resources,
they're not being properly invested in. I mean, the kids' educations are suffering, and it's not like it's just like, you know, they're bad schools because they're bad kids. Like, it's not the kids' fault. Like, yeah, it's not the students that are making the school bad. Like, the students are perfectly fine, but then they're being given a bad education, and then that just kind of makes things fall apart.
Magnet schools, they have more than neighborhood schools. They have more than neighborhood schools, and the kids that go to them might feel like they're better than neighborhood school kids. They have the more qualified teachers and they have the more resources.
I mean, it's kind of like the sort of effect of how the schools have been treated, and that, like, when you have a school that's not getting what it needs and everything, then the kids can't do as well, and then they'll get, you know, lower SAT scores and whatnot because they haven't been, you know, those kinds of things, like the effect, you start seeing the effects of the schools not being invested in.
So magnet schools provide a better education than neighborhood schools. Stereotypes about students are enforced by our schools, our families, and the media. Students are physically separated. We ask again, why?
I mean, I think again that it just really kind of plays into this idea of separating people and of creating divisions where there weren't divisions before in as many places as you can. And so if you have people that feel angry because somebody else is getting more resources than them, and you set up the system in a way that people can't realize that, why am I angry at these people just because they're benefiting from the system? We should both be kind of organizing together to change the system so that we're all benefiting equally. But when you create this kind of thing where you have these students in comprehensive high schools being really angry at students in magnet schools, and you have students in magnet schools basically really being jerks and not thinking that other kids from the neighborhood are good enough from them, then that creates those divisions again, and it makes it impossible for people to organize together and change the school district and change the school system and really change the way that society is built.
We have to end the prejudice in the media and among ourselves. This is a new form of segregation, and we need to start seeing it for what it is, a function within a system. It's not that there shouldn't be different kinds of schools. It's that every student deserves a good school.
Things change. The majority of the people will decide where and when.